Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
7:40 on this Friday morning. Lots going on in St. Clair County right now. Joining us right now, St. Clair County's Administrator Controller Carrie Hepton. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Long session yesterday, a workshop with the Board of Commissioners to discuss really what to do with the remaining ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan, or COVID dollars, as they're often called, right?
Yes, the board did have a 4 o'clock workshop prior to their 6 o'clock meeting, and they met for close to 2 hours discussing different options for our remaining ARPA funds. We have approximately $23 million unallocated so far, so there was considerable discussion surrounding internal county projects that we have. The difficulty with the ARPA funds is you can't just spend it on anything. It has to meet certain criteria. So while we have a lot of projects, they don't necessarily fit into one of the allowable spending buckets under ARPA. So I went through and did a review of all of the projects in our capital improvement plan, as long as we have what we call a mini capital improvement plan for their smaller dollar amounts, and categorize them based on what would be eligible. So last evening, the board did agree to set aside $7 million for some of those internal projects.
What are some of those projects on the list?
You know, they vary from, you know, roof replacements, repairing some water damage, to equipment for the sheriff's office, for the jail, some IT-related equipment, a couple upgrades at our airport.
Two of the facilities that have really kind of been under the microscope lately, the health department and the county library as well. Let's talk a little bit about those projects.
So the county health department, back the end of 2021, the board agreed to have a facility study done on our existing building. And for those that don't know, our health department was actually an old DPW building that the county took over back in the 50s. The building itself is not very functional for a health department based on kind of how the tri-level is, so it can be difficult to get, or confusing to get up and down stairs and from one end of the building to another. And that building certainly does need a lot of upgrades, so I thought it was important that the board start the discussions. Do they want to consider an alternate location for the health department, or should we start investing money in some upgrades?
And what did the consensus seem to be?
I don't know that there was a firm consensus, but there was a lot of discussion around, you know, what are some immediate needs we can do, short-term needs, to make the building more functional. The county administration building, we currently lease half of the administration building to the state of Michigan. And the first portion of that lease expires in the coming months, but the state of Michigan has the ability to stay for 5 more years at their sole discretion. So the county doesn't have the ability to say, no, we want this space back. But the other half of the administration building would ideally make a perfect location for the health department. So I think the board would like to explore maybe working with the state to see if they are willing to relocate. I know currently 95% of their staff are still working remotely. So on any given day, there's not a lot of people in that side of the building, and it's been that way since 2020. So that's very expensive for the state to pay rent on an empty building.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good possibility. What about the library? That's one of those things that everybody's, it makes for a fascinating conversation, but you know, what do you do with the library? Because obviously they need some upgrades.
They do, and I know the roof issues have, the roof has been an issue for a period of time, but there's been so much discussion about the library moving to another location. You know, the last thing the county wants to do is put hundreds of thousands of dollars into a new roof to find out they're going to move, and we would potentially demo that building. So that didn't make sense. But I think the library has explored all of those other options and has come to the conclusion that the current location is the best place for them to stay. So I think we're going to see them moving forward with starting to make some upgrades to that facility. But we do have the roof replacement is in process. We're working with architects to get the RFP out there for a new roof on that building.
And so can some of these ARPA funds be used for these projects then?
So for roof replacements, there's a bucket in ARPA funds called to replace your lost revenue. And those funds, which is up to $10 million, can be used for any government service. So that can be used for roof replacements, certain equipment replacements. But once that $10 million of, I guess I call it unrestricted funds, are used, then the rest has to be used for water sewer infrastructure, broadband, or responding to the public health emergency.
One of the criticisms that I've heard from, I don't know, a number of people, after these ARPA funds were sent out to municipalities and counties and state governments all across the country, was, well, nobody's even using this money. What? I mean, obviously, if you could spend it on anything, if any of us got a big check, we'd probably be able to go spend it or invest it or do something with it pretty quickly. What's your response when people say, well, why are you just sitting on $23 million and not spending it?
It really isn't easy to spend $31 million. You know, the federal guidance, there's about 200 pages of three columns fine print of rules that go along with it. So, and the board has been careful. They don't want to just spend it to spend it. They want to make sure they're spending it properly and with something that makes a difference. You know, we could be paying for employees. We could be paying for wages. But in 2 years, that money's gone. So we don't really want to grow operations for a temporary funding source. But they're really, I think we're going to see a lot of movement on the board committing those funds in the next couple months. Some really good discussions last evening. So I think they know that, you know, we have only until the end of next year. So we're going to start seeing a lot more movement.
Well, and Congress is looking at a plan right now to take that money back if you don't spend it. I mean, so I totally understand what you're saying. It's not easy to spend $31 million when they attach that many provisions and strings to it.
Yes, there are a couple bills pending. You know, there's been different calls to action for governments, communities to reach out to their legislators because there was a bill that could have been voted on as early as next week that would have a clawback provision. So we need to really make sure that we're committing the funds, but also that we're committing them correctly.
Two of the other things that have been discussed at the county level in using this ARPA money is better broadband access in some rural areas of the county and improving infrastructure along the 26-mile road, Marine City Highway corridor. Where are those ideas right now?
So at our board meeting earlier in April, we had Mercury Broadband came in and gave the Board of Commissioners a presentation. That is the company that won the federal auction for a large portion of the west end of the county to bring broadband in. So they gave a board an update on what their existing plans are. They're already starting construction in some areas. So I think at this point, there's multiple carriers that are applying for different grant fundings. There's Robin funding, there's BEAD funding. So what the board is trying to do is really get a handle on what's already happening, because the last thing we want to do is invest millions of dollars and have it be a duplication of effort.
Yeah.
So we did do an RFP for a broadband consultant. We received those bids back, and they're currently under review. And what that consultant will do is they'll try to piece everything together, see where there's duplications and see where there's gaps. And then the board could make a decision on how they may or may not be able to participate.
All right. And then the 26-mile road corridor.
So there has been a considerable discussion, and early on, the board was their intent to commit a large portion of the funds to infrastructure upgrades. There has been, you know, a change in that thought process. Now they're looking at a proposal that is much smaller in scale, perhaps just paying for some engineering of the project, as what Commissioner Boehm discussed last evening. So I think they're moving away from that large dollar project and looking at other things throughout the county.
Certainly no shortage of projects on the horizon. It's an interesting time in St. Clair County.
Yeah, you know, just the $7 million that the board allocated to internal projects, that's going to be a lot. Our staff's going to be busy to get that many projects going at the same time within the required time frame. So it's exciting, though. A lot of these things needed to get done, so I'm glad we're able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Carrie, appreciate the update. Thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carrie Hepting with us on WPHM, St. Clair County's Administrator Controller. It's 10 minutes now before 8 o'clock.